We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last voice you heard was Paul Crane. He's got a little Mike Conley in him. He's a man of many hats. He is a sports flash guy. He's the host of the Falcons pre- and post-game with Harry Douglas, which this week you're going to be at Grindhouse, right?
Yes, sir, in Decatur. Yeah,
yeah. I have some good burgers, man.
Various good burgers.
It'll be my first trip there, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to really like it.
Yeah, all right. No, I know you've told me, and and I believe both of you.
From the days at CNN when Paul Crane was the baseball guy to now, he has the blog, the podcast that you do, and is tapped into a lot of people with baseball. And we thought we'd take a moment to ask Paul just to give us what he's hearing in terms of the Braves and the Hot Stove League. We understand the priorities of the Braves. The Hot Stove League priority number one. If you have to pick one priority for the Braves, what is it, Paul?
Well, I guess maybe I don't know if there's one, but adding to that rotation, and if they could fix the back end, do you try to get a use some of those great prospects and do something, whether it be by trade or free agency? Can you fix the back end of that bullpen the way you want, as opposed to settling what you have? But I think you've got a number of priorities. That's one that's been around for a while. Re-signing the likes of Josh Donaldson, but how far are you going to go and for how much? And do you add to the rotation? You know, there are some free agent names out there of interest where they could go. And one of them we keep hearing is Madison Bumgarner. And I think I know one of the calls I made to an agent friend in the agent world, Bumgarner has told his agency that his top three places that he'd be interested in going are Atlanta, and if not Atlanta, Houston or Washington.
That's pretty good. But the question remains, how much would it take to sign a guy like Madison Bumgarner?
Well, the numbers that are being tossed around, again, I don't know that this is actually what will end up being, but if he gets a four-year deal between mid-70s to $80 million, he'd sign immediately and would love to do so with the Braves. So they have to ask themselves, would they go for 72 or for 75 or more?
Well, I guess when I'm Paul Crane, who's a baseball guy and, of course, a news anchor for us. Paul, if I'm thinking about next year and what is the goal from the jump of spring training, when they hit the ground running down in Florida, it's going to be World Series or bust, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
well,
so.
Sure.
All right, so Josh Donaldson to me has to be your priority. And the reason is that if you're a World Series team, and this is no offense, but Johan Camargo at third base is not a World Series move. Austin Riley and what we saw at the end of the year, not a World Series move. Now, it may work out that he does, but if you're going to win the World Series, you have to have that lineup, and Josh Donaldson has to be at third.
Well, I think what he did by, one, betting on himself and how the Braves took at the time when they signed him last year, that was a big risky sign because of his health issues that Donaldson hadn't played a full season in a couple of years. Well, he bet on himself and he won because – not only the big hits that he got, we all know, we saw the way he played third base day in and day out. And, of course, that veteran presence in a young clubhouse, I think, is also invaluable. So the first word from his camp was 4 years, $100 million. That strikes me as being way too pricey and too long because, yes, he had one really good year, but you can't change what happened the couple of years before and why other teams were a little leery of investing in him long-term at that kind of number. So if he comes down a year and a little, I think they're going to get it done quickly. So if they were to offer, again, what's being heard in the agent world, if the Braves were to offer 3 years, $75 million, they'd have it done in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
But
I don't – like, I like you know better than I do, but it feels like the guy with his kind of personality, he ain't about to come up off that number anytime soon.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to – right, exactly. But there's going to be time. But then they have to watch what happens elsewhere because – how quickly will Donaldson get attention from other teams?
Yeah, and somebody might give him that money.
Sure. And again, I can only tell you what some agencies are talking about among agents among themselves. But let's say a guy like Anthony Rendon leaves Washington, and a lot of think the Dodgers are going to give him Nolan Arenado money or Arenado money out there in L.A. So let's say if the moment Rendon is gone from Washington, how interested do the Nationals become in a guy like Josh Donaldson? And there's word that the Texas Rangers may be willing to jump in. So Donaldson's phone is going to ring. Now, is anybody going to go 4-100? I don't know. But
you know what? Speaking of that, Paul, because I was going to ask you another question, but since you started touching on the money a little bit, I think this is a little bit more interesting. Given what happened in baseball last season, last offseason, when you had a lot of guys that were basically sitting out there for a long time, do you anticipate it potentially being that same way this upcoming offseason?
You know, it's a great question, Hugh. It's hard to tell because trying to get into the heads of baseball owners is just a dangerous place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there were a couple of different things. You saw, like, the Marwin Gonzalez's of the world sit and wait the longest time for not big deals. But the two big ones, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, waited. But I don't think the money was ever a problem there. The money with those two guys in particular on shorter year deals, they received offers that they did not take that had annual salaries in previously unforeseen territory.
$30 million plus.
Oh, my God. But, you know, in Bryce Harper's case, remember, he wanted a 10-year deal, 10 years, and he got $13,330 from Philadelphia. But he turned down shorter-term deals for astronomical money for the likes of the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Giants, and others. So I don't think it was a money thing other than as much it was a long-term thing. And we talked about it a year ago. The history of those 10-year contracts that have worked out are not – it's not good.
Paul Crane hosts the Falcons pre- and post-game show, also a baseball guy on his podcast. Paul, if the Braves are going to go out and get a starting pitcher, and by the way, not entirely out of the question, Dallas Keuchel could actually end up back here. We can discuss that at some other point.
Sure.
But if they're going to go out and make a run at a Mad Bum, they're going to be looking at kind of the second level, which is Mad Bum and Zach Wheeler and those guys. The top three guys, Garrett Cole, Steven Strasburg, and Ryu, are going to command stupid money, and everybody's going to wait for Garrett Cole. What kind of money could Garrett Cole get as the number one free agent pitcher on the market?
I've got a friend who works with one of the teams that said the first thing from Scott Boras, 7 years, $280 million.
Ooh.
That's what they're looking for. Now 7 years, 280.
Stop and think about that. If a pitcher gets 7 years, $280 million, what he's essentially getting for 7 years is $1 million a start.
More than that, right? That's 40 million.
Right. It's $1 million a start. Every time you're the starting pitcher, pa-ching, $1 million. Pa-ching, $1 million.
It's just so hard
to wrap your head around it. It's like, good Lord. But the early thought out there is, yeah, the Angels probably be willing. Oh, man.
Scott Boras is the one that's really, really pushing for these major contracts in Major League Baseball, isn't he?
Oh, he's been there and done that. And remember, we can go into all sorts of rabbit holes, but I would argue long and hard, you know, a guy like Bryce Harper, you can say what you want. I don't know him, and I don't blame get as much as you can. But he went for the contract as opposed to, you know, looking at Madison Bumgarner. The word is, again, Atlanta, Houston, Washington are the places he wants his agent to start asking about. Well, yeah, these are teams that have proven to be winners. Why would you not, when you get yourself in that position, cherry pick to get a winning team? Bryce Harper didn't do that. He wanted a contract. He turned down winning teams, and he got the biggest contract. And yes, he and Scott Boras got it. Biggest contract in history. Lasted 10 minutes till the Angels signed Mike Trout. Right?
Yeah.
So, he's a fourth place team. How's it worked out? We'll see.
$430 million for a fourth place
team. If I'm him, I'm happy, I guess. Cool. You got what you wanted,
$80 million for a pitcher, though. I need to get my – man, I bumped that football stuff. I need my son to be a pitcher.
And left-handed.
Oh, that'd be great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.